Search the Sky by Frederick Pohl and C. M. Kornblut. Chapter 1. Decay. Ross stood on the trader's ramp, overlooking the yards, and the word kept bobbing to the top of his mind. Decay. About all of Halsey's planet, there was the imperceptible reek of decay. The clean, big, bustling, efficient spaceport only made the sensation stronger. From where he stood on the height of the ramp, he could see the yards, the spires of Halsey City 10 kilometers away, and the tumble-down gray areas of Ghost Town between. Ross wrinkled his nose. He wasn't a man given to brooding, but the scent of decay had saturated his nostrils that morning. He had tossed and turned all the night, wrestling with a decision. And he had got up early, so early that the only thing that made sense was to walk to work. And that meant walking through Ghost Town. He hadn't done that in a long time, not since childhood. Ghost Town was a wonderful place to play. Tag, Follow My Fuhrer, Senators and President, all the ancient games took on new life when you could dodge and turn among crumbling ruins, dart down unmarked lanes, gallop through sagging shacks where you might stir out a screeching unexpected recluse. But it was clear that, in the 15 years between childhood games and a troubled man's walk to work, Ghost Town had grown. Everybody knew that. Ask the right specialist, and they'd tell you how much and how fast. An acre a year, a street a month, a block a week, the specialist would twinkle at you. Convinced that the acre, street, block was under control, since they could measure it. Ask the right specialist, and they would tell you why it was happening. One answer per specialist, with an ironclad guarantee that there would be no overlapping of replies.
A purely psychological phenomenon, Mr. Ross.
A vibration of the pendulum toward greater municipal compactness. A huddling, a mature recognition of the facts of interdependence. Basically, a step forward.
A purely biological phenomenon, Mr. Ross. Falling birth rate due to biochemical deficiency of trace elements processed out of our planetary diet. Fortunately, the situation has been recognized in time, and my bill before the chamber will provide...
A purely theological problem, Mr. Ross. Maintenance of a sprawling city is inevitably less efficient than that of a compact unit. Inevitably, there has been a drift back to the central areas, and the convenience of air-conditioned walkways, winterized plazas. Yes, it was a purely psychological, biological, technological, educational, demographic problem, and it was basically a step forward. Ross wondered how many ghost towns lay corpse-like on the surface of Halsey's planet. Decay, he thought. Decay. But it had nothing to do with his problem. The problem that had kept him awake all the night. The problem that blighted the view before him now. The trading bell clanged. The day's work began. For Ross, it might be his last day's work at the yards. He walked slowly from the ramp to the offices of the Oldham Trading Corporation. "Morning, Ross, boy," his breezy young boss greeted him. Charles Oldham IV's father had always taken a paternal attitude toward his help, and Charles Oldham IV was not going to change anything that Daddy had done. He shook Ross's hand at the door of the suite and apologized because they hadn't been able to find a new secretary for him yet. They'd been looking for 2 weeks. But the 3 applicants they had been able to dredge up had all been hopeless. "It's the damn chamber," said Charles Oldham IV, winsomely gesturing with his hands.